The deadline for Obamacare enrollment officially passed yesterday. Kind of. Covered California has extended the deadline for another 2 weeks. Spokeswoman Dana Howard explained that technical problems stopped some last-minute applicants from making the Monday night deadline.
The Affordable Care Act has provided millions across the nation with affordable health care. But right here in Los Angeles, there are still entire families who remain out of coverage because of their income or immigration status. Marlon Diaz is a senior at Augustus Hawkins High School in South L.A. He attended a news conference this morning to ask L.A. County for funds to provide health care for the uninsured.
I'm here mainly because of a situation I have at home, which is I was born here in the United States, but my family was born in El Salvador, and they don't have the same health benefits that I have. And it's just, it's a heartbreaking thing to see.
That same heartbreak is shared by as many as 1 million Los Angeles residents who don't qualify for Obamacare or any other private health care programs.
I know a lot of people in my school and in my community with the same situation, and it's just a really tough thing to see.
Diaz recalls a time when his older sister fell off a scooter and broke her hand.
Since she doesn't have health care, that was a fortune for my for my parents to pay off, a fortune that we didn't even have.
That's why several groups and leaders are calling on the Board of Supervisors to provide more funds for community clinic programs. Bruce Welms is with the San Gabriel Mission.
We will only be as healthy as the people that prepare our food, as the person next to you on a bus, or the person who cares for your children. We're only as healthy as they are. If they're sick, we're sick.
Welms and others believe the solution is in reforming the Healthy Way LA program. They want to improve the quality of care and make it more affordable. The new name will be Healthy Way LA 2.0. LA resident Mario Calvo has benefited from Healthy Way.
Before, I was afraid to go to the clinic thinking I would have to pay a lot of money. But since I enrolled in this program, it has helped me not pay as much.
Calvo hopes that undocumented immigrants and families like his can benefit from a better version of the program. But that's something that not everyone agrees with. Ira Melman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform says programs like these encourage immigration.
The County of Los Angeles, the City of Los Angeles have created all kinds of policies that make it clear that if you come and settle illegally, then you're probably going to get rewarded for it. And so, you know, what happens is they end up costing a lot of money.
Cost is certainly a factor. Last year, the county allocated $55 million to WHLA and an additional $11 million in community clinic expansion funds.
This money comes out of the coffers of the county, of the state, and it means that other needs in the state, other needs in the county go unmet. And so these are self-inflicted wounds. The county doesn't have money for other things because it has made it so clear to people that if you come to the United States illegally, we're going to spend that money on you.
The head of the Department of Health Services told the supervisors today that DHS will relaunch Healthy Way LA in September, which he hopes will be more efficient. Andrea Martinez, Annenberg Radio News.